I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about energy flux. Energy flux, this may or may not be a term that you're familiar with, but this is something I talk about in my book, Cracking Heaven's Code. We talk about transforming our physical bodies. Usually one of the things that has to happen, it's just a fancy word, for increasing our activity level. How much energy is flowing through your system in a given day? And so one of the magic formulas for changing our body composition is increasing activity. We have a greater level of energy flowing through our system every day. Because one of the things that happens as you have a greater level of energy flowing through the system every day, your cells become more sensitive to the communication that's coming from your body, which makes it much easier to transform your body. Now, I think this concept has some direct applications into walking out our faith on a daily basis, because faith without works is dead. You have to have this active and alive faith that's putting into practice, putting into action the things that you're getting from God every day. We talk about doing the things that you know to do every day. And as you function at a higher and higher level of energy flux, where God's showing you steps to take, things to do, and you begin to flow those things through, you begin to take action on those things, it just creates this virtuous cycle where your hearing greatly increases from God. You get much more clear. And all of a sudden, Jesus says, he who has ears to hear will be given more. He who has ears to hear will be given more. It's just more of this begins to flow through you. You get this flow of grace, of everything that God has flowing through you. And you take it to the point of you're taking action on it consistently. Transforms not only your body, but your life. And so this idea of energy flux, it's important for the area of body transformation, just physical bodies and our health, but it also has direct applications to our walk of faith with God as well. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting in a new part right here in our prayer. Heavenly Father, send us opportunities to do good today. Opportunities to be a blessing and to do good for other people, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. Remember, you got to put some fun in these fundamentals. every day. We do a lot of practice, a lot of repetition on these four things. And these are skills. These are practices that we can be growing in every day. But you got to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into these every day. So our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light and stay tuned in for God's leading. And then we're going to take action on those things that you know to do. And we're going to do them together with God. We got to get this flow through us. We got to increase this energy flux. And one of the things to think about as well is in the gym setting, there's only so much high intensity work that you can do. Your body can build up to higher and higher levels, but there's only so much you can do in a day, within a week, and so on. But you can find ways to increase your activity level on lower level things, on lower, like non-stressful activities, like walking, like stretching, just playing games and doing these types of things. So you want to have this balance where you're increasing your capacity on the higher intensity things. You're getting stronger, you're getting faster, you're getting more powerful, you're gaining muscle mass, while at the same time increasing your lower level of activities as well. More walking, more movement, more just overall activity as well. Today, we're talking about more of that lower side. We often pray every day. We pray every day to increase our capacity on the higher side, but we also want to increase the lower level as well. So some of this is just taking action on those little things that you know to do each day. Those little things sometimes mean so much. Jesus says, if you're not faithful in the little, you won't be given much. So step number one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day as time moves forward another day, we got to get positioned in the light again. Time and space are connected. So as time moves forward, our positioning, our spacing has to be changed. Again, we got to get repositioned into the light every single day. This has to happen every single day. Now, this is the on-off switch. We're either in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light is to be positioned in humility and forgiveness flowing through us, receiving that forgiveness from God, forgiving ourselves, walking in forgiveness with other people. To be positioned in love and to be positioned in just gratitude and praise. You think about it, when I'm positioned in gratitude, usually I'm in a humble state. Usually I'm in a not entitled, forgiving, humble, loving state just by getting positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest things you can do today, just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. What's the opposite of this? To be positioned in darkness, to be positioned in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing our things and doing things our own way, thinking we can do better, to be positioned in bitterness and resentment, looking out for ourselves rather than loving and giving, to be positioned in complaining and venting our frustrations, is to be positioned in darkness. Now, when we're in the light, God's given us this amazing gift. He's given us this rivers of living water on the inside of us. I like to call it a pipeline of living water. And as we increase this energy flux that we're talking about today, we're going to receive this pipeline of living water and we're going to get it flowing through us. We're going to build a bigger pipe that's going to expand the capacity. We'll talk about that through magnifying the light. We're going to build a bigger pipe, but then we got to take action. We got to do all those little things, those lower level activities, the things that are building up in your conscience, those little things that you know to do. That's going to get this river of living water flowing through you where you live at a higher level. You live at a higher level of this flowing through you in your life, and you become more and more sensitive. As you take action on all those little things that you know God is prompting in your life, you become more and more sensitive to everything that He's doing. So what's in this living water? God's spirit and power and presence, His love and peace and joy, His mind and wisdom, all those are available right now, today. Right now, today. Right this second, to flow through you. His health and energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. It's His health and energy. They're available to flow through you today. He's got time, the extra time that you need, the finances that you need to supply all of your needs. All of it's available to flow through you today. It's all in there. It's not worth it to step out of the light because we shut off our access to all of this. So first, we're going to get positioned in it. And then we're going to expand that capacity. We're going to magnify it to build a bigger pipeline, to expand the capacity where more of this can flow through. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on. And as we magnify that light, begins to expand that capacity where God can flow through a bigger area through us in our life. It also gets it more established in our hearts so that we're more fixed and consistent and immovable when there's pressures and issues of life going on around us. So to be magnifying the light, we can magnify God's word just to be studying, to be thinking about, to be pondering, to be talking about his word all throughout the day, to magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. Just to think about this. Wait a minute. I've got peace with God because of what Jesus did. I've got God on my side. I've got his blessing and favor. He wants to help me today. He eagerly desires to help me today. I can magnify every good thing that he put within me. These rivers of living water that are available to flow within me today. I can magnify whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring those problems into the light. Often we bury these problems. We don't even acknowledge them. We leave them in the darkness, but it's choosing to bring them into the light, to face them head on, and to magnify God as bigger than the problems, to speak the truth in love, to magnify God as bigger than those problems, is choosing to magnify that light instead. But it does give us a choice. We could choose darkness. We could choose not to do any of this. We could choose to stay positioned in pride and rebellion, doing things our own way, thinking that we're better than everybody else, looking out for ourselves only, to not forgive, to stay bitter and resentment, to just keep things buried on the inside. We stay choosing to just focus and just meditating on and stewing on all the issues and problems, all the ways that we've been wronged, all the bad things people have done to us, worried about the future, just trying to figure it all out in our own minds, toiling away in our own minds. But there's a better way. That's where we got to get good at recognizing these symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and pressure is on you. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. And then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, the dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do or what steps to take. And as you stay positioned in this consistently, you get bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that begin to form. But we're in the light. Number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can go to work. When you rest, now God begins to flow through you. And now it feels free and easy and effortless because it's God doing the work. And all of a sudden, it's his energy that begins to flow through you. His love and his peace and his joy and his mind and his wisdom and his power that all begin to flow through you. You get to rest and he gets to go to work. And all of a sudden, now you become so much more present because you're not worried about all these other things. You become so much more present. You become externally focused. And you become so much more aware of everything that's going on around you. You see all these opportunities that you didn't see before. As you stay positioned in this consistently, all of a sudden those bad habits and bad patterns, vicious cycles you were stuck in, just begin to effortlessly break off of you without even trying as God begins to set you free. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We could be totally off track. We could be missing it. We could be off track. And he gives us this amazing gift of grace that in 1 second, we can turn it around. We can be right back positioned in the light. So it's paying attention to those symptoms and be quick at recognizing them. One of the biggest challenges we face is staying positioned in this all day long. You got to defend your positioning. We talk about in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, order, which is about positioning, is about playing defense. You got to defend your positioning every day because things are trying to knock you out of place. They're trying to knock you out of alignment. But God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you ever get off track, you can just simply repent. You say, Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for thinking about that, for dwelling on that, for magnifying that. and you receive that forgiveness, you let it flow through you. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising and thanking God for his love and his faithfulness and his grace and his goodness. And you're right back in. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. Every night, I got a little exercise I like to do. Just before bed in my journal, I'll get positioned in the light. Praise and thanksgiving. What went well today? What ways did I see God showing up today? And then I'll ask these questions. What did I learn today? What was God trying to show me today? God, is there anything that I missed? What was the most important thing you're trying to teach me? And then you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. Every day he's trying to teach us and train us and lead us and guide us to this beautiful, spacious place. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading. And whatever comes into your mind, just begin to write it down. And one of the most important things I think you can do is just recording your journey along the way. If you have questions about things, or you're unsure about something, or you don't know what to do next or which direction to go, just ask him. I like to ask it in my journal. And then every single time he'll show you. Just ask and then wait until you know. And then the other part I like to do is at the end, I like to finish up my journal by planning out my day with God. What do I know to do over the next day? This is where that energy flux comes into play. What do you know to do today? What are those little things? There might be a couple big things, but there's probably a lot of little things that you could do throughout the day that you know to do. Things that are piling up on the inside, piling up in your conscience, things you've been procrastinating on, things you have a leading or excitement from God to do. What do you know to do today? And just like the person who increases their daily activity, which is good for you too, how could you increase your daily activity where you're getting more done today of those things that you know to do, the little things? And as you get more and more of those little things done, it increases that energy flow. It makes you so much more sensitive and receptive to everything that God's doing. So what do you know to do? Let's take action on those things and let's do them together with God in partnership with him. Show up with a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in him. Think of confidence as that place where all the doubt and the unbelief has been removed. You don't have anything pulling you in the other direction. Everything is going this way. Full confidence in him, that he's right there with you, helping you to execute. So this energy flux, as you get this flowing through you in your life, does something like turn you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these things will be added to your life. When you get everything moving in the same direction and you get these higher levels of energy and flow going through you in your life, does something like magnetize you and begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you into your life? So we're going to be taking communion over this energy flux, just living at a higher level. You could apply this into your health and fitness. How could you live at a higher level? Increase your just daily activity, not hard stuff. Yes, you want to get a daily workout in. But then outside of that, how could you just be more active throughout the day? And then how could you take more action on all those little things that you know to do? Because he who's faithful in little, in the little things, will be given much. And as you do this, you become so much more sensitive to everything that God's up to. So we're going to take communion over this and ask him for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful. Faithful to teach us and guide us and train us. And we just thank you that you're with us and for your unfailing love for us, that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only son for us so that we could be connected back to you. And Father, we're thankful that you're not only guiding us and directing us on the big things of life and expanding our capacity to do more, but you're also faithful to help us in just the little details. Sometimes I'm so amazed at just how God pays so much attention to the little details of things. Father, we're asking for your help to help us live at a higher level of energy flux, energy flowing through us, a higher level of this rivers of living water flowing through us in our lives so that you can get more through us. We can become more sensitive to all that you're doing in our lives. We just thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. He wants to help. He eagerly desires to help us get this right. And I believe as you get this energy flux, you get this energy flowing through you, it's going to transform you. It's going to transform your physical body, but also your life as well. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Something that's coming to mind for me is a way that I've implemented this personally. Going for walks with God. Going for walks with God. And I find as I go for walks with God, I just start walking. And the next thing I know, I start praying, often praying in the spirit. Just going for walks with God. One of the greatest ways to increase your energy and get so tuned in for his leading and direction today. So you know all those little things to do. Going for walks with God consistently every day. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about making today a masterpiece. How are you going to do it? We're going to get positioned in the light. We're going to start magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. Then we're going to do what we know to do, the big things and the little things. And we're going to do them together in partnership with God. Full confidence in him. Keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.